And joining us now from Baghdad, from the NPR bureau there, former day-to-day executive producer and now roving assignment man, J.J. Sutherland. J.J., welcome back.
Thanks, Alex.
And we called you because we've been reading your emails, a few of us here, sent to friends and colleagues over the last month. And we note today, especially, all the security concerns. It must be worse with the kind of news today.
Well, a few weeks ago, we were saying, well, at least there hasn't been a rash of house stormings, which seems to be the new modus. At least there have been two of them, one house and one office building with the Italian workers that were kidnapped a few weeks ago. Yeah, it's pretty scary. I mean, I think we've taken our security very seriously, and we've changed some things. But, I mean, I think that the panic for us came more when they were snatched rather than the night before last when we saw the video. Though gruesome as that was, I think we had dealt with all our fear already.
In the emails over the last 2 weeks, you note a definite increase in anxiety. I'm just going to quote from something you sent just 2 weeks ago. We had a security scare, pretty vague, but we're taking it seriously. I'm not going to go into details, but we're keeping a pretty low profile these days, not going out, changing some procedures. After that, these house stormings occur. How is it that you know? Is there some kind of trembling network sense of what's going on? I mean, how do you sense these things?
We don't know if we've been targeted. We don't think we have been. We don't think that anyone is watching us or following us. But we don't know. And we have to make the best judgment we can at the time. And we consult a lot and talk to other journalists and talk to people in the know about security and try to keep a pulse on it. I mean, we have some security arrangements that I won't go into that I think are pretty good. But, I mean, the terrible thing is not knowing. Is not knowing, are you doing enough? Are you doing too much? Are you allowing a situation to impact you editorially? Are you allowing a situation just to impact you emotionally, which can affect your work?
Well, I wonder about that. I wonder how anybody gets anything done, whether you're a journalist or a soldier or a private contractor. I'll note that we've tried to talk to private contractors about how do you go on working in Baghdad, but no one will talk to us.
Well, it's hard. I mean, you have to figure out different ways of doing things and things. I mean, you have to decide what you think is safe enough and what you think isn't. I mean, every time you move, every time you do a story, of course, there's a risk, both to yourself and to the local staff involved and to in just the situation in the city. And you have to decide your job is to get the story. And we have found ways of doing that. And I think we've done a pretty good job. I'm working with a very good NPR correspondent, Peter Kenyon, and we've been able to do some pretty good stuff, I think. A lot of it is relying on locals. But there are stories that we would love to do, which we can't do, simply because it's too dangerous. But I think all the big news we are able to cover in a pretty good fashion. I'm pretty proud of the work we've been doing.
How do you go out? How do you get around the city? What do you do?
We have local drivers, and we drive around, and we try to blend in. We will sometimes, you know, duck down in the back of the car if we think it's dangerous, and, you know, go out that way. And there are times when it seems like it's not a good idea to go out, and we don't.
Even in Baghdad?
Even in Baghdad. I would actually say Baghdad is one of the worst areas in the country, not compared to, say, Fallujah or Ramadi or Samarra, but compared to other areas in the south or in the far north in the Kurdish country. I think Baghdad is being targeted by various insurgent groups simply because this is where the Americans are.
J.J. Sutherland, former executive producer of this program, now assigned as a producer for NPR in Baghdad. J.J., good luck.
Thanks, Alex.